Joshua Watson, Airman Muhammad Haytham, and Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters. Their bodies were flown to Dover Air Force Base.
Fox's Jonathan Sari, the gunman, a Saudi national trainee, was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Santa will bring you the bike for Christmas if you go bring Santa a hoagie.
Ho, ho, ho!
How low can you get giving Kris Kringle a parking ticket on Christmas Eve? What's next, rabies shots for the Easter Bunny?
Your nose is so red, you could guide my sleigh tonight.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Missed Christmas.
A little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus.
Santa's having kids.
Yeah, that's strange.
Let's see what Santa has for you this year.
Look for some bums to come by the house and help me set up for Christmas.
Why weren't you at elf practice?
Happy holidays.
The miracle of Christmas.
Oh, happy freaking Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. I am looking for something I did this morning. It's not here, and I'm really starting to question my sanity, my mental faculty. It's very disturbing.
I don't know what to say. I've had a couple of issues like that in the last week as well.
I do try to, you know, take extra precautions, double check that I have, blah, 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 and it's not here. I just don't get it, man. Right now at 7:03, it's kind of a wintry looking morning, at least the tone of the sky.
The sky is, it's very mild, though.
Oh, yeah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Yeah, just enough drizzle to maybe get the windshield wipers going every once in a while this morning. Otherwise, very mild. In fact, we're already at 63. That's warmer than our normal high for this time of the year. So our forecast calling for an unusually warm day. Pretty quiet. You know, I can't rule out an isolated shower, but today's high in the middle 70s today. And then tonight, the rain chances get better in the overnight hours. Rain chances about 30%. Overnight low 64. But tomorrow would be the active weather day, as showers and thunderstorms take over, especially, I think, by lunchtime and then through the afternoon and evening hours. Warmest temperature right around lunchtime in the low 70s, and then turning colder after that, Tuesday night especially. And then, you know, a chilly day on Wednesday. 54 means we're 20 degrees colder, with a risk of showers maybe in the morning, and then more rain perhaps on Friday. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 63. It's 7:04.
I have figured out my problem.
Yeah.
I have this little system with the Christmas stuff.
Uh-huh.
XC dash is a non-musical Christmas bit. XC asterisk is something that has a song.
It's got
a
music to it. All right. So where did you put this today?
And I had to go through these one at a time to find this. So I was going to put the asterisk above it. But instead of hitting the shift key, it came out 8.
Ah.
So I found XC8.
Gotcha.
And,
gotcha.
I'm going to fix that.
Mystery solved.
Why don't we see what Skip's got going on at 7:05?
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, 7 o'clock hour. Watch out for the school kids. School zones are going to be in effect for a little bit. We've also got a lot of heavy traffic this morning on I-65 and 85, but everything is moving, and we're looking good at the merge downtown at the 65-85 interchange. Boulevard is really beginning to build here in the 7 o'clock hour. A lot of cars out there, but no accidents. We're seeing more cars on the Wetumpka Highway and the Troy Highway, also 31 out of Prattville. Use caution as you head into town this morning. We have no accidents to report right now, but buckle up and drive carefully. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, coming up, Random Facts with Jay Scott. And following that, we'll do our $10 food outlet pop quiz question at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Terry Adams and his team take Mondays off, although 2 weeks from today, they will be open. It'll be December 23rd. They will be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but on the 23rd, there'll be a lot of traffic there. Maybe, of course, some last-minute shoppers who said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get that Polaris that the family wants, or I'm going to get that Kawasaki jet ski the family wants. But many have already made that choice. Going back, he starts the layaway program August 15th. And from that day forward, people go in, they get their deal based on that month's special interest rates and rebates, set it aside. Terry puts a big red bow on it and stores it until people are ready to pick it up and bring it home. It's a fun time. He loves that because he knows that the products they sell at Adams Motorsports make for memorable Christmases for everybody that gets to enjoy them. Polaris, made right here in Alabama, the best off-road product out there, rugged, yeah, with a little luxury engineered into the cockpit, and interest rates as low as 2.5%. Some offer zero. Here's what you need to do. Get over there and get with one of Terry's great sales folks. They all live this universe, so they can answer any questions you have, and then get the deal done. By the way, when you get a loan at Adams Motorsports, you're getting it from the manufacturer. They put their money behind the products they want you to buy and enjoy, so you'll be able to get yourself a deal that you can't get if you're trying to reach a bank credit standard. Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, for the 15th Christmas in my time in Montgomery. Merry Christmas from the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Lynn, and the whole team at Adams Motorsports. At 7:09, here's your local news. Up next, Random Facts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say two men were killed in a car accident Sunday morning. The crash happened in the 1600 block of Bell Street. The driver and passenger both died at the scene. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a 39-year-old man was found dead Sunday morning. Police say Paul Graham was found dead in a car in the 3500 block of Faro Court. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Alabama's near-total abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge. The Attorney General's office confirms the state is not appealing the October injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson. The injunction prevented the ban from taking effect November 15th, while Thompson hears a lawsuit challenging the ban as unconstitutional. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Houston.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On December 9th, 1957, the world welcomed little baby Donny Osmond.
Push!
Doctor, which is it?
It's a boy!
No, I meant, is it a little bit country or a little bit rock and roll? Donny Osmond, a star is born.
And now, I'll mind my own business whenever I'm listening to...
Random facts.
I don't know how you come up with this.
The next one's even worse. For part two, at 7:12.
Did you know? Did you know that in a Roman hospital, doctors would used to hide Jews from Nazi troops by putting them in quarantine for the extremely contagious K syndrome?
K
syndrome. The syndrome didn't actually exist, of course, but the soldiers would not dare enter those rooms.
Yeah, well. No, I got it. You know, why take a chance? Who wants K's?
Yeah, who wants the K syndrome?
Every K.
Okay.
Did you know Dolly Parton's family was so poor?
How poor was she?
She's family.
The doctor who brought her into the world was paid with a sack of cornmeal. That's how poor they are.
Did it bounce?
Probably not. Okay. Just, you know, plopped to a lump whenever they dropped it on the ground. Did you know a rapper by the name of Tech N9ne, he picks up bras that women throw on stage when he performs and then donates them to domestic violence shelters?
Wow.
Apparently that's a thing that he has to deal with.
Here, I got some bras for you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who's whipping their bras off for who?
Women are ripping their bra off for a rapper by the name of Tech N9ne.
Remember when we saw him, you and me?
Yeah, that was at the Happy Together concert.
Yeah, yeah. You asked me then.
Gary Puckett, here's...
you were asking me that night why people were ripping off their bras.
Did you know... Excuse me. Did you know... Mm-hmm. The most expensive hot dog at a major league baseball stadium, at a ballpark, it's at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Costs $7. I think this is just a regular hot dog.
Yeah.
Not any kind of frills.
No, I
just
got you.
Regular hot dog.
Right.
$7 at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. The cheapest hot dog is less than an hour away in Baltimore. $1.50.
Well, you know, they're having trouble getting people to go to those Orioles games these days.
Yeah.
A, they don't want to get murdered going to the ballpark.
Well, I was
going to
say, when there is a riot going on in front of the park.
Yeah, you got to be very careful.
I'm sure they are allowed. The Nationals, they were in the World Series.
Yes.
They raised their prices during the World. Can they do that?
Well, the tickets for the playoffs and World Series are, they raise the price.
I get that. I'm talking about, just concessions. Can they go up just because it's a World Series?
Everything is more expensive. When do you go to a Super Bowl and find out what you pay for
right
there? It's
That's
unbelievable.
True. Yeah.
But this is what gets me. You know, these players, well, I deserve $250 million. Well, if I'm paying $10 for a hot dog so you can get $250, no, that's not right. The baseball used to be the least expensive outing for a family of four.
It used to be, yeah.
And it's really gotten away from that. And then they wonder why attendance is going down.
By the way, besides Baltimore having the least expensive hot dog, there's some really, really good food at Camden Yards, including crab cakes and stuff like that. Yeah, pretty cool.
But you know what? Boog Powell shut his barbecue joint down behind the right field wall.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The new Orioles management treats everybody like
crap. Is Book Powell still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, big guy.
Did you know, in 2015, a research study on the efficiency of mosquito repellents found that Victoria's Secret's bombshell perfume actually repelled mosquitoes better than nearly all the other products that they were testing.
Bombshell?
Yeah, the Victoria's Secret's bombshell perfume.
You smell great, and there are no mosquitoes around you, honey.
Put away the citronella. Bring out the bombshell perfume.
It doesn't sound very elegant. What are you wearing? Bombshell?
I remember going, was it at the lake? Or I don't know where it was. I don't know. As a kid, outside at all when it started to get dark, I'd have to go over to the parents. They'd have to spray me down with off.
Oh, God. I know. First of all, it's cold, and that smell is awful.
It was
awful.
They're going to find out.
You have to hold your arms out like this.
Hold your arms out.
And then spray down.
Then they're going to find out all these years later that off probably penetrates the skin and
right.
has carcinogens.
We're all going to die of cancer.
And we're going to be seeing law firms every time. You've been sprayed with off.
That's right.
You should have used bombshell from Victoria's Secret.
Roundup.
Right. I smell pretty. Did you know a guy by the name of Joseph Beryl, I believe is the last name here, he was an American paratrooper. He fought for both the United States and the Soviet Union in World War II. He was captured in Normandy, sent to a POW camp. He escaped that camp, joined the Red Army, then went back and liberated that camp that he had just escaped from.
Yeah.
He later met Marshal Zhukov and won the Purple Heart for his service.
Have you done that one before?
I've done a lot. Usually anytime a military thing comes up like this, I will always do it.
I
don't
remember
this,
yeah,
but I possibly could have. I don't know. Did you know that Lego did not invent the interlocking bricks? They just copied them from a toy that wasn't patented in Denmark.
Oh.
They improved upon it, but they did copy it.
Interesting.
Did you know that Wisconsin has 10 of the top 20 drunkest cities in America?
That list came out today. I got it today.
Nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Yeah, it's...
There's 10 out of the top 20, 10 of them are in Wisconsin.
Appleton, Oshkosh, but God, that's... Oshkosh is a major hub for private pilots.
Yes, they have a fly-in every year.
My dad used to go up there every year.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Green Bay, no surprise there with the Packers there.
Yeah.
Madison, college town. La Crosse, which is right across from Minneapolis. Fond du Lac. And scenic Eau Claire, which you pass through just before you get across the Mississippi River.
Did you say Madison was on the list?
Yeah, Madison is on the list as well.
Because it's a huge drinking town.
I mean, think about it. It's 10 out of the 20. So pretty much throw a rock at Wisconsin, you're going to hit a place that's on the list. Did you know the coldest temperature recorded was negative 144 degrees Fahrenheit? This was in Vostok, Antarctica.
Yeah, wait till you see the wind chill that day.
Humans cannot inhale air that cold for more than a few breaths. Mm-hmm. It would cause your lungs to hemorrhage. So Russian scientists that duck out to check on the weather station wear masks that warm the air before they breathe it in.
It's just amazing, yeah.
We got to take our break here, but I was going to say, when I went to visit my grandmother in north central Minnesota, I was there for 5 days in 1983. The warmest temperature was 9 below 0, and it averaged 34 below for 3 straight days.
Yeah, when your high is -9.
We could not stay outside with any exposed flesh for longer than 30 seconds, because then your skin starts to burn.
You're not talking wind chill, are you? Or are you talking wind chill?
No, the wind chill was -80. We went from 83 in Fort Lauderdale in one day. Major cold front had come through. We got to Tampa. It already passed through there. It was raining in 63. It was -14 in Minneapolis with 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
And the 120-mile drive to Grandma's, it was 34 below zero. I had a rental car with 700 miles, and I had to jump start it every day. It was that cold.
Yeah, they used to have those gadgets that you would put on the block of your car. They were electric to warm up the block of your car. Do you remember those?
I just had to pull up in front of Grandma's car in the garage, open it, and just connect the jumper cable.
Yep.
There was nothing available then.
Oh, boy. It used to be such a project to get going in the morning.
Part two of Random Facts coming up in just a couple of moments at 7:21. You'll be competing for a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, that delicious meatloaf you enjoyed today.
Yes, it was really good.
Included Jimmy Dean pork sausage. I like to mix that in, meld it in really, really well. Boy, I saw a lady who must love to make split chicken breast dishes, because she must have put 10 packages in her buggy. And at 97 cents a pound, you can understand why. You buy what you need and then freeze the rest. And I do that all the time. One great convenience, Coke products that come in those 24-pack suitcase setups, $6.75 for 24 cans. And they're so easy to store and to retrieve soda from. Bluebell ice cream, all flavors, $4.50. That's a full half gallon of the best ice cream on the planet. And that's just part of the savings. If you compare what you pay at Food Outlet to any of the retail grocery stores, you realize buy one, get one free here and all that. That doesn't mean anything when you can save significant bucks per pound on meat and on dairy and every other. A loaf of bread for $1.04, are you kidding? That's like right out of the 90s. At all three Food Outlet locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, we drove past that.
We
after
did.
The parade.
We sure did.
And Main Street in the Preferred Community and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I was sending Bailey Grahams yesterday. Bumped into one of our listeners.
Joey, have you ever been?
Wasn't Joey.
He was up early. I think he goes to the Millbrook one.
You guys ought to have me tested after the show. 7:20.
I'll get you a cup.
Part two of Random Facts next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking the highways. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic. Careful on 65. Watch for folks merging from the Northern Boulevard. A little bit of a slowdown over the Alabama River Bridge. Quick merge at the 65-85 interchange. On the Boulevard, heavy traffic from the Wetumpka Highway and Eastern Boulevard back towards the Atlanta Highway. East Boulevard and I-85, and also at the Troy Highway, we got heavy traffic there. Wetumpka Highway getting busy. Still moderate to light traffic on Highway 31 and the Troy Highway. 331 and Highway 80, light traffic this morning, moving easily into the city on those arteries. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. If you can dream it, we can make it, and we can get it done by Christmas. Now, we've made our $99 Christmas specials, and they're there for you. But if you want something totally custom for yourself, one of a kind, come in to us at Margaret's. Even up to the last minute, we're going to be able to probably make that for you. At Margaret's, we make it. We really make it. And we make it at the best quality at the best price. Margaret's, we're in the Peptree Shops. We really appreciate your business, and we're really good at what we do. Come see us for Christmas. We appreciate that. Come visit Margaret's. Thank you very much.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for more
random facts.
Only two.
Christmassy. I see. I hear that.
Did you know about a man named Vincent Kosuga? I want to say that's how I pronounce the last name. Kasuga, probably.
It sounds like the horn.
Kasuga. Yeah, he was an American onion farmer that made so much money from trading onion futures that the United States passed the Onion Futures Act, banning the practice of trading onion futures.
By the way, onion futures are up this morning. I just want to let you know. More on that later.
Somebody was successful at something, and the government stepped in and said, you should stop doing that.
How's concentrate doing?
In trading right. places, what was the... Orange juice concentrate.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, did you know that if you try to steal the hood ornament from a Rolls Royce that is made after 2004, it will instantly retreat into the chassis of the car until the owner... uses a button inside to make it come back out.
Kind of a moron steals the hood ornament off of Rolls and puts it on what?
Well, the hood ornament
78 Bel Air.
Yeah, the hood ornament's called the Spirit of Ecstasy.
78
cost around $4,000 to replace.
So they have now a motorized thing that pulls it in.
It sucks it right in. I mean, it's fast. It's just yeah.
It's amazing,
and it just takes a little bit of a. Tappity tap. In order for it
hey,
to...
You with the Rolls Royce ornament.
Did you get a little tappity tap? A little tappity tap, and then it sinks right into the hood of the car there. So those are all of your random facts.
All right. Hey, guess what, fellow broadcasters?
What is it, fellow broadcaster?
We will have animal stories.
Hey. Oh, good. Tusk.
Yeah.
Really? It's just a reason to play Tusk.
We have much
every
day. To do between now and then, like Jay telling us all about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
I would love to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. The fine, friendly folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeff Pasley and his entire team there, their existence is to make you feel better. It is exactly their goal every single day when they wake up. And go into work is to make you feel better, to get you in a better position in your life, whether it be with any kind of pain that you may be experiencing, you know, back pain, muscle pain, that sort of thing, to getting off any kind of long-term prescriptions that you may be on, the opioid thing we always hear about. They can work and try to get you off the dependency of those that you might be on. Go to MillbrookChiropractor.com. That is where you can fill out all the new patient forms if you are a new patient. You can also see their location there, where they're located, a map there. And they've also got their phone number, their hours as well. Call them at 285-8483. It is Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Don't forget to go online, MillbrookChiropractor.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in random facts, I haven't had a time to look over these.
Sorry.
Because, you know, finished and then had to do that.
The first and third one are good.
We should have a talk with our traffic department, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say the...
You're the boss.
The most expensive hot dog at an MLB stadium is in Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. How much does that hot dog cost? What's the price of that hot dog?
So here's the plan.
Ask me about my wiener.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm not talking about Anthony.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. Price that wiener.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking the highways. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic. Careful on 65. Watch for folks merging from the Northern Boulevard. A little bit of a slowdown over the Alabama River Bridge. Quick merge at the 65-85 interchange. On the Boulevard, heavy traffic from the Wetumpka Highway and Eastern Boulevard back towards the Atlanta Highway. East Boulevard and I-85 and also at the Troy Highway, we got heavy traffic there. Wetumpka Highway getting busy, still moderate to light traffic on Highway 31 and the Troy Highway. 331 and Highway 80, light traffic this morning, moving easily into the city on those arteries. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I have good news.
Boy, look at the time.
What's your good news?
Boy, I have good news.
What is it?
That's fresh information of a positive nature, but that's not important.
Thank you, man. Rich. Get with it, Rich.
Am I?
Check, please.
What else is on?
In your Monday stupor.
What else?
I suck at this job.
Today, and I'm not, I got no issues, no complaints. I think we have, the good news is we have a first-time caller.
Hey, first-time caller?
Hi, first-time caller, that's me.
Hey, Samantha.
It's great to talk to you.
What pushed you over the edge today to finally reach out and dial our number and participate in our silly show?
I've just been listening to you guys, ever on the way to work all the time. Right now I'm in traffic, and I decided to call.
Great. All right. So, National Park, how much does it cost for a hot dog?
At the National, yeah.
Okay, I really wanted to Google it to see if I was right first, but I can't. I'm in traffic. So okay. I want to say I remember it being $7.
That is correct.
You got it.
Well, Samantha.
You don't need no Google.
Let's go one step further. Where can you find the cheapest hot dog?
Baltimore.
You are correct.
She knows her.
What was the price on that one? You remember?
I think it was like $150.
You got it. You are amazing.
We love you.
You're good. You have no problem.
It's really... Great. It's very refreshing for me to know that we have a listener who knows her sausages the way Samantha.
I dig it. I remember my youth pastor saying I'm a sausage guy, and I think he made the whole church blush. Yeah. He didn't even mean it.
Congratulations. You will be shopping in Food Outlet with $10, and knowing you, you'll be able to put more in your basket with that than any dumb guy.
Hang on and talk to Jay here just a second, okay,
yeah,
Samantha?
Don't go away. Let's say good morning to Jessica. You would have been next.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Jessica, can you tell me where the 10 of the top 20 drunkest towns are? What state are we talking about? 10 of the top 20 drunkest towns. You didn't hear that part of Random Facts, obviously.
I would guess Louisiana.
Well, that'd be a good one to guess, but it was Wisconsin. Just wondering. Just
But
checking.
We appreciate you, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Balake.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Sorry you didn't win, but you are in our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing. Good stuff.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a great week.
You too.
All right, 7:33.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It looks gloomy outside when you look at the cloud situation, but, very mild. You could almost get away with no jacket this morning with low 60s right now, and today's high in the middle 70s, and maybe an isolated shower later on, although the rain chances are small during the daytime hours today. And for the evening hours tonight, they get a little bit better in the overnight hours. Very mild tonight, low 64. Wow. That's above our normal high for this time of the year. Tomorrow, high temperature 71 by about lunchtime. But then I think the temperatures will start to fall down. We have a narrow band of showers and thunderstorms ahead of cold front number 1 that moves through. And then later on that night, cold front number 2. And then between, a lot of rain as we get into Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, and Wednesday morning. And then sharply colder, high temperatures only in the low to mid-50s. By the time Wednesday gets here, more rain Friday. Right now, this morning, 63 degrees, mostly cloudy skies at 7:34.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Kramer on CNBC said that we are currently living in the greatest economy in our lifetimes. And if you feel left out because you're not investing or planning or doing something to take advantage of the uptick, get with Brant McDonald and discuss a plan for you and your financial future. That doesn't mean, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed at how a few dollars a week with consistency can turn into a real nest egg and ultimately a retirement plan.
Absolutely.
There's a good example right there. And you know what? Don't you feel better when you do responsible stuff like that? It's a self-esteem builder.
Yes.
So y'all know that I made some bad choices in my wayward youth, but one reason I'm doing much better now is because I listened to the good advice of Brant McDonald. It costs nothing to sit down and talk, and that's all it is, a conversation about you, your future, and where you'd like to be in a year, 10 years, or beyond. With McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, just make an appointment to see Brant, and what a great team of people, too. You'll feel welcome and right at home. 387-0094, that's 387-0094. We have Fox Business, your local news. And then animal stories for this December 9th already.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are looking to open higher on Wall Street, lifted partly by optimism about the U.S.-China trade war. China's finance ministry saying Beijing is waiving tariff hikes on U.S. soybeans and pork while the two sides negotiate a trade deal. China, though, also cracking down on U.S. diplomats, requiring they give 5 days' notice before holding meetings with Chinese officials and academics in retaliation for a similar restriction by Washington. Saudi Arabia and Russia winning backing for deeper output cuts from OPEC and allied oil producers. And a contender for the top job at BlackRock ousted after failing to disclose a relationship with an employee under his reporting line. Mark Wiseman, who was global head of active equities at BlackRock, is the second high-ranking executive there to leave the firm in recent months because of a breach of company policy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 200-shot range model air rifle.
What I want for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock and a thing which tells time.
No.
Damn it!
Shoot your eye out.
You shoot your eye out?
You'll shoot your eye out!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Gotta shut my eye out. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You'll shoot your eye.
Alfie, you be careful out there. Don't shoot your eye out.
Damn it!
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a 39-year-old man was found dead Sunday morning. Police say Paul Graham was found shot in a car in the 3500 block of Faro Court. No arrests have been made. Montgomery police say two men were killed in a car accident Sunday morning. The crash happened in the 1600 block of Bell Street. The driver and passenger both died at the scene. And Alabama's near-total abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge. The Attorney General's office confirms the state is not appealing the October injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson. The injunction prevented the ban from taking effect November 15th, while Thompson hears a lawsuit challenging the ban as unconstitutional. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me me personally at BoGoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon. 551-0225.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of outrageous toys that aren't at all realistic? This holiday season, get your kids normal toys.
Yay!
Like the all-new Normal Barbie with average woman dimensions.
I can pick her up and hold her by her love handles.
How about some mediocre Matchbox cars? They put the toy in Toyota.
My Matchbox Camry is awesome! It gets 36 miles per gallon on the highway! Yay!
When your kids are feeling creative, there's the all-new run-of-the-mill Legos.
Look, I made a rectangle. I made a rectangle with a guy on top.
And for your toddler, there's Whatever Elmo.
I love you, Elmo.
Uh-huh, whatever.
Make this holiday extraordinary with normal toys.
Yay.
7:42, Animal Stories right after traffic. Skipper.
Well, we are certainly getting busy right now on this Monday morning. I-65 at 85, moderate to heavy traffic all the way into the city. We have a disabled vehicle at the bottom of the ramp off Cobbs Ford Road onto 65 southbound. If you're in Prattville, careful as you merge there. Interchange looking good. Heavy traffic on the boulevard all the way around the city. Wetumpka Highway getting very busy. Lots of cars at the lights, Jasmine Hills, Rifle Range, River Bridge. Atlanta Highway to Madison into downtown doing a volume business. We have no accidents anywhere at this time. Drive carefully and remember to buckle up and don't text and drive. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Some of the news element. It is 7:43, 72 before 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Featuring misadventures from the animal kingdom Wolfman, talk us to the vocal. Stepped on it.
Bad Wolfman.
You'll be down in Rick Peters' office before the show. I'll tell you that. A camel, a cow, and a donkey walk into a bar. You guys jumped me on that one because that's what the headline says. Same thing. Camel, cow, and a donkey wander into a Kansas neighborhood. Just wandering. I guess they're buddies. It sounds like a bad joke.
Tarzan, Tonto, and Frankenstein.
And residents were baffled after spotting these three creatures together. Saw the animals while driving near Goddard, Kansas. Local police posted about the animals on Facebook, writing, "Does anyone know the owners of these three friends traveling together towards a northern star just east of Goddard? If we can't locate the owner, we may be halfway to a live nativity this Christmas season." Police later found the owner and were able to return the animals home. Moving right along, a Texas police officer rescued a skunk and then had to flee from the skunk spray. It's pretty bad. White Oak Police Department said Officer Brian Russell was out of patrol when he encountered a skunk with its head stuck in a carton. That's always sad. They're going out there rifling for food. The department shared Russell's dashboard camera video, which shows the officer removing the carton and then ski-daddling the bejeebers out of there because he didn't want to get with that skunk spray.
Yeah. They spray when they're mad or when they're scared.
Both, I guess. It's their defense system.
Yeah.
And finally, we have a deer. Animal rescuers in California shared photos of a deer that accidentally decorated its antlers for the holidays. You know, many lawns are adorned with a deer that's made up in festive Christmas lights, but this is the real deal. Marin County Humane said an animal services officer responded to a home in San Anselmo where they encountered a buck with its antlers covered in Christmas lights. The officer was unable to catch the deer to remove the lights, but officials believe the deer is nearing the time of year when it will shed the antlers and lose the lights in the process.
So somebody put the lights, obviously, on the deer, correct?
No, they believe that the deer was wandering into somebody's yard.
Oh, yeah.
Lifted its head or was reaching in to fetch a leaf off a bush, lifted up and caught the lights and then ran off of them. But the good news is it won't last much longer. And those are your animal stories. We have a True the Baloney today, and the topic is lame December holidays. I mean, this is the big month for Christmas, like, and everything.
Like today's Green Monday, sort of lame, that kind of lame?
That kind of lame. I don't know.
Cyber Monday.
It's just all our listeners will have to, I will state the holiday and they'll have to tell me whether it's real or not.
Hey, I got you.
Now, if I've already tempted somebody to play the game, you can call right now at 272-9228 and Jay will get you queued up and ready to go. That's 272-9228. Now, we've seen some first-time callers lately. Let's get with the program here. We really appreciate the participation.
We just had Samantha a little while ago.
Yeah.
She was a first-time caller.
And I'm sure there's more. And I know what it is, man. I never called shows when I was a radio listener.
How's traffic look out there this morning? Does it look normal? Or?
Normal, yeah, pretty much. 272-9228 is the number to call. I will be going to Infusion again tomorrow. I've been going twice a week for acupuncture. Yeah, Infusion, in addition to all the other great services, IV vitamin therapy and so many others, they have a chiropractor there who's excellent. And they call it dry needle therapy, but it's basically acupuncture. Because unfortunately, I'll remember this, the sciatic is kind of flared up again, and it's really painful. And this directly, addresses that nerve. It's not a muscle pull or something like that, where the cryotherapy and some of the other therapies, the laser therapy, can make it go away.
And you said it doesn't really hurt. I mean,
the acupuncture is not only comfortable, but after 12 minutes, they put this wonderful warm pad on your back, and it feels great. So in like less than 20 minutes, you get in, you get that treatment. And other chiropractic services available now at Infusion, in addition to IV vitamin therapy, cryotherapy, laser therapy, and more. Get yourself through the holidays with that extra boost naturally with Infusion Cryo and Laser. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com or call 296-1662.
The wellness place, that's what I call it.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori or Allison. It's a great staff over there.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Ken says he's got a traffic thing for us.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
On Highway 14, heading towards the interstate in Millbrook, there is a possibly five-car accident right in front of Church of the Brook, I believe is what it's called.
Okay, that's significant. Does it look serious?
Well, an ambulance and there's several police officers literally just showed up.
That's a big deal.
They got there at the same time.
That's on Highway 14, just before the interstate.
Yeah, probably about a mile before the interstate. I can't remember the name of the little road right there in front of it. It's like Church of the Brook is...
Gotcha.
Is right there in front of it.
All right.
Appreciate the info.
Thank you.
In the time I was just outside checking traffic, which was less than 2 minutes, two ambulances went shrieking by northbound on 85 towards somewhere out that way. I'm sure Skipper will have that story for us in just a moment. Now it's 7:50.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Somebody to play True the Baloney. You can make my Christmas wish come true right now at 272-9228. Please don't make me feel insecure or unpopular by being belligerent and refusing to play my silly game with me. That's 272-9228. And I've got hours of Sarah McLachlan music that I can play until. It's always the hardest game to get a contestant. We just need one. And what do we have to give away, Jay? That sounds terrific.
Yeah.
2729.
It's a gift card to Seafood Bistro.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Right?
This should get the phones
rocking
and rolling.
What's the topic of the Truth of Baloney again? I'm sorry.
It's December holidays.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
That's all we need. I don't care who it is. If it's a relative, they can play. When we're desperate, we're desperate. Mondays, man. They should move this game to another day of the week.
What's the first letter of your last name, please?
When people are in a better
spirit. A better mood. Well, it is Monday. It's Green Monday.
So, who do we thank? Joel?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joel.
Joel, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I appreciate your team spirit here, man.
You want a second contestant?
You want to play with...
Well, I want to know the question first.
Okay. It's going to be involving... It's going to be involving December holidays.
Yeah, that may or may not exist. And we're gonna start the game as soon as I find it.
Okay.
I just had it here. Well, you know, I'm a one-man bureaucracy.
While you're looking. News talkers.
Is this it? Oh, stupid news. Jeez. This is so embarrassing.
What's the first letter of your last name?
Rich, you're not hiding it, are you?
No, I mean, I've...
B's
look
and
for it.
D's and dog.
Oh, man. Well, I only have one other option.
Okay, hang on.
So it got
we
away.
Have two Joels
with the same last name.
Oh, my gosh. We have another Joel B who's going to be playing.
We have
Joel.
The first Joel and the second Joel.
The first Joel.
That's kind of intimating
there.
All right.
So bad, I'm cracking up.
I know. He's still looking.
Specializing bad. Okay, here we go.
All right, there you go.
All right, in the month of December, we celebrate National Short Girl Appreciation Day. Truth or baloney? National
what do you think, Joel?
Short Girl Appreciation
Day. Does that exist, or is it or not?
What?
What'd you say?
Bologna.
No, losing, guys.
Oh, we do?
No, and remember, it's December 22nd, so National Short Person Day.
Okay, let me write that down.
Hang on, though, Joel. You're still in the game.
All right. But hey, we got to talk to Joel now.
The second Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Okay, don't worry.
You put yourself in a good spot here if you get this one right.
Here's your statement.
National Open One Christmas Gift Early Day. National
Open One Christmas Gift Early Day.
Is that a December holiday or not?
Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning.
Okay.
Right, now you have put the pressure on the first Joel. I still like it. You got to get this one right. National Emo Day. Is that celebrated in December? National Emo Day.
Emo. What's an emo?
Well, it's not the Limu emu. That's an emu. No. That's an emo.
Emo.
Is that a day or
truth or baloney?
Can I get a lifeline?
Sure.
Rich?
It sounds to me, it just feels like it is. So I'm leaning towards truth.
I'm going to go with Rich one time.
All right. There you go. Winning.
Get your studded belt out of storage and cue up some Fallout Boy.
What day is it?
National Emo Day is Thursday of next week.
Oh, Thursday. Okay.
All right. So now you got to survive here, second Joel. National Ugly Sweater Day. Do we celebrate that in December? Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
Yes.
It's on December 20th,
okay.
The city of Vancouver claims to be the birthplace of the
Ugly Sweater Party.
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
All right. Now it's...
the first, Joel.
How about National Llama Day?
Does that exist?
Oh, God. Sure.
No, I'm losing. Sorry. Joel, you came to our rescue. Hope you do well on the weekly grand prize drawing. And you are the winner. Congratulations.
Yahoo!
This is a good sign that we have two Joels listening to the show.
I know. That's a sign of hope.
Yes, without question. At 7:58, when we... Actually, it's interesting. You know, I guess I keep forgetting that Shondor is no longer a 10-year-old kid.
Right.
Mid-teenager. He likes to get things for Christmas that he knows he's going to use and really needs, and he wanted a new girl. So where did I send Mrs. Rutabaga? And show up to Kaiser Fine Furnishings at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. It is a huge building. Wear comfortable shoes and ask to see Stella or any of the staff. They know the inventory there. And you can save big and have a big selection in the budget you choose. And right now, if you open up a Synchrony bank account for qualified buyers, you can get 0% for 18 months, which is awesome. You will find a variety. That's what you want. When we were looking for a recliner, Stella had 10 of them lined up, all of them under $400. So, and look for the red tag items. But whatever you do, please, when you visit Kaiser Fine Furnishings, tell Stella and the team you heard about them here. And don't forget, sales tax there is only 8.25%, not 10%, like Montgomery. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser and look at